Ramsey TV.
Look at that. This is the New Point Church I was referencing the other day. You know, life is complicated, we can help. Multi-million dollar building. I walked around it not too long ago. Just unbelievable. Slick, new, epically constructed. And over here is my car, my little rental car. Let's review. Multi-million dollar New Point Community Church and Martin Zender's rental car. From here goes out lies about God, such as eternal torment. Everything in this building is false. Every teaching that comes out of here is false. Every teaching that comes out of here is false. The lies are vomited out of this building. But in this little car is recorded and broadcast the truth. The truth of the salvation of all humanity through Christ, the sufficiency of Christ, and the magnificent conquering victory of Jesus Christ's faith. Isn't that strange? It's David versus Goliath. The great thing about that is, as I've always said, David wins. I like what Chris Carnahan said when I was shooting that footage the other morning. I happened to, I guess, show these dumpsters, and Chris Carnahan said there's more truth in those dumpsters than is in the New Point Community Church, and he's right. Why is he right? Because everything in here is just, it is what it is. It's trash. Bottles, cans, papers, pizza boxes. It is what it is. It's not twisted. It's not misrepresented. It's just freaking trash. Over here, Bible verses are twisted. God's word is perverted. What happens here is unnatural. Ladies and gentlemen, you are better off scrounging through that dumpster than you would be trying to find truth or comfort from this building right here. Or better yet, join me in my little car. Welcome back to the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Martin Zender, once again, your host. That's what the MZ stands for in MZTV, Martin Zender. The video footage you just saw was shot by me yesterday, the morning of my departure from Ohio. And I wanted to share that with you because I think it's funny and I think it's appropriate. I think it's true. Send it to all your friends and soon-to-be ex-friends. They're going to love it or hate it, one or the other thing. I had a weird experience at the Columbus airport yesterday. I flew out of Columbus, Ohio. I'll tell you about that. And I'll tell you about one to four presidents of the United States. And I'm going to tell you about the sheen of protection we have in Christ. All of that in one short show. It's going to be compact. It's going to be beautiful. I just have a feeling. Oh, I wore this shirt the other day. I know I have a odd mixture of styles here. It's my own classic look, Fort Lauderdale hat. And I wore this shirt last week, or the week before, and people wondered, what does that say? Well, this was sent to me by Michael and Marcia Knotts. It says, where the heck is Mountain Grove, Missouri? Nobody knows exactly except those who were at the conference. Oh, I got another treat for you. My son, Gabe, I visited the old farmhouse in Ohio, and he took some interesting photos of me, and I'm going to share those with you now. He built a little fire, and this first photo, these are weird. I mean, these are unretouched, except I did brighten them a little bit on my phone, but no Photoshop involved here. This is me squatting before a fire. Now, I've quit smoking the cigarettes, but My son had one, so it's nice to be able to light one up socially. It's nice to be somewhat trained in the art, you know, but so that's, isn't that weird? It's a beautiful photo. My sister said, you know, that if you reissue Martin Zender Goes to Hell, this would be a nice cover. Here's another one. Yeah, look at that. It's really odd. It looks like the fire's coming up my shoulder. I'm telling you, this was not Photoshopped, but look how the fire just goes right around the contour of my shoulder. It's very, very strange. And then this is what I call the homeless shot. I had to borrow some garments of warmth from my son, and so I put on a little hoodie, and again, I had my cigarette, and I look homeless, but I think it's kind of cute. I'm a cute little homeless kid in this photo. Okay, there's that. So I was at the Columbus airport, and I'm telling you, the CV-19er has taken over Ohio. The fear. The CV-19er hasn't. The fear has. If you test a bunch of more people, you're going to find a bunch more positives. But it doesn't mean the people are symptomatic. It certainly doesn't mean they're going to die. And it certainly doesn't mean that the whole world should shut down. But I'm telling you, the Columbus airport, John Glenn International Airport, was like a ghost town. Every restaurant was closed. Every restaurant in the airport was closed. There weren't many people flying. Why? Because people are scared to fly. Which meant that I had most of a row to myself on the airplane. There are perks. But I will take a crowded plane being stuffed like a sardine. I will take that. If we can get rid of the CV-19er fear. Won't happen anytime soon. But all these restaurants were closed. And the sick thing is they had signs on the shuttered restaurants that it's like this rallying cry. We've got this, Columbus. We've got this. It's like, yes, we're on top of it. We've got it. You've got it? What have you got? You're shutting down businesses and you call that, we've got this, yes. We're on the road to beating this. You're on the road to beating it by destroying your economy? We've got this, Columbus. What? The destruction of the state of Ohio? Is that what you've got? We've got this. If you've got it, then all these restaurants would be open. If you had a handle on it, all the restaurants would be open. If you're old and you're worried, stay home. If you're young and you're worried, you wear a mask. Don't make me wear one. And certainly don't make me not be able to go to a restaurant or to have a little drinky drink. Speaking of drinky drink, in order to survive this madness, I suggest alcohol. It's a great thing, honestly. People are afraid that because they've been sold a lie by the Christian religion that if one little drop of alcohol touches your lips, you will become an alcoholic. Same with cigarettes. You smoke one cigarette and you'll end up dying of lung cancer. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I have a gift of not having an addictive personality. If you have an addictive personality, if you have alcoholism in your family, then of course, you want to be careful. But if you don't, then my God, alcohol is a gift given to humanity to help dull the pain of this life. I survived the Columbus airport by having little tiny little bottles of Canadian Club whiskey in my pocket. Contraband. Yeah. And when the plane takes off and the teacher is not looking, it's just like, feeling good, feeling fine. Feeling good, feeling right. It's a Saturday night. And then, thank God for Spirit Airlines. They're one of the few airlines that still serve you. It was unbelievable. I thought, well, there's no way they're going to serve anybody. They did. They came by with their little cart. What can we get you, sir? I don't know. Maybe a double Jack and Coke? And there you go. It dulls the pain. That's what it's for. It's a gift. Don't be standing at the dais and complaining to God that it was so hard down here and there was no relief, God says, I gave you the process of fermentation and distillation. Why didn't you avail yourself of these marvelous gifts? All right, there's that. Now, the white horse rider of Revelation, I've been talking about that, Revelation chapter 6. The white horse rider is a conqueror. And I remind you that the white horse rider is white. That's a big key to understanding what's happening in the final years of Millennium 6. The exhumed body, the name I have given to the opponent of Mr. Trump in the last so-called election, the exhumed body is not white. First the white horse rider. Verse 3, Revelation 6. No. Verse 2 of Revelation 6. I perceived, and lo, a white horse, and he was sitting on it as a bow, and to him was given a wreath, and he came forth conquering, and that he should be conquering. The exhumed body is not white. The exhumed body is one of the most corrupt politicians that ever ran for public office. Corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. Okay? Most people know this. And it's only being proven out as we go along on this interesting little course of history. On the contrary, and to the contrast, Donald Trump is one of the cleanest politicians ever to be in the White House. Some people may laugh at this. May I present to you Exhibit A? And that's the only exhibit I need. No one in the history of the presidency of the United States has been more investigated. Never has there been a man more hated by the entrenched bureaucracy than Donald Trump. Never has there been more money measured in the millions of dollars spent in the attempt to destroy a human being. Every single aspect of this man's life has been turned upside down, investigated with a microscope. And by his most virile enemies. And they have found nothing. Or else, if they had a shred of anything on this guy, he would have been run out of office. But they have nothing. This man is one of the whitest politicians there has ever been. Aside from what you think of him personally, that doesn't matter. That's all emotional. It's the Trump derangement syndrome. We know that. I think the only other presidents in American history that can be said to be white would probably be, and of course, people are going to disagree with me. This is my list. You may have your own list. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge. I think those three were the whitest presidents, the purest presidents. I know. Trumpy Trump has the an eye for the ladies, I know that. So maybe he's not as white as George Washington, although Washington's hair was certainly white, and we don't know what kind of shenanigans old George embarked upon, or Cool Calvin Coolidge. I think Abraham Lincoln was pretty straight in that department. Although a great book to read is Lincoln's Melancholy. It's a great book. Lincoln was depressed as hell, basically. He's a very melancholic person. Part of it stemmed from a breakup he had. He was seeing a girl early in his career when he was a lawyer in Illinois. He was going to marry her, and things went bad, and it just wrecked him. And then he married Mary Todd. That was a freaking disaster. She was pretty much a nutcase. Good old Lincoln. Yeah, but Trump, unbelievable. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that as things unfold. You can make your own conclusions. I won't draw any for you now. And I want to end with on a high note. Here's going to be a short video. I feel fine. I'm happy to be back. It was nice visiting my family. But I was freezing up there, as you know. The first thing I noticed this morning when I walked out the door is I could not see my breath. That was a good indication that I was back at the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. Let me tell you this. We have the Spirit of God within us. Even without the gift of alcohol. Look, the Spirit of God is in us, and we have a sheen of protection. I call this God consciousness. It's the knowledge that God is in you and around you. A sheen. I looked up the word sheen. I mean, I knew what it meant, but I thought, let's get a formal definition. A bright or shining condition, a subdued glitter approaching, but short of optical reflection, a lustrous surface imparted to textiles through finishing processes or use of shiny yarns. I like a brighter shining conditions. Shining, it's like you have this aura or a subdued glitter approaching, but short of optical reflection. We're a little short of full glory now, but we do have a subdued glitter, which I would call the Spirit of God within you. It sustains you. Nothing can touch us in this world. I mean, even the depression of the Columbus Airport, the John Glenn International Airport, the depression of people shutting down their own economy and thinking they're doing great. We got this, Columbus. What do you got, you morons? And then in California, they're making laws, and in Pennsylvania, that you can't even be in your house without wearing a mask. What are they going to do, look in your windows? You can't gather with more than 10 people on Thanksgiving. It's just arbitrary madness. It's tyranny. It's people who have a lust for power and to control other people. This is what's in store for us. Should the exhumed body assume the position that he applied for? I don't think that will happen. Thank God. Because he's not white. Oh my God, he's sullied. Sullied. If you don't know what I'm talking about, do your own research. But back to the sheen. And I'll end with this. We have this fantastic protection. Nothing can get to us. Satan can't get to us. Anything that happens to us has been purposed and caused ultimately by God for our good. All is working together for the good of those who are loving God, called according to his purpose. All is working together for good. Do you realize what a miraculous statement that is? Everything works together for our good. Nothing happens that is not for our good. And nothing gets in except what God lets get in to our lives. So we're in the world, but we're not of it. But we're protected. We have this sheen. We have this glow. You can't see it. I don't know. Maybe if you put it under a spectrograph or a spiritometer, you could see some kind of aura or shine that we have that other people don't have that's indicative of the Spirit of God within us. It could be. It could be. But I don't care if it is. I know that it's a spiritual reality. It's an invisible reality. Unless you hook us up to a spiritometer. But I call it God consciousness. That's another name for it. God consciousness. It's this knowledge that God is in you and around you. He's for you. He's protecting you. You have something special that the rest of the world doesn't now have. It's a familial relationship with God. He's your father. He's not just the L. He's not just the subjector. No, he is your father, and he loves you, and he's getting you through this life. He's giving you little gifts along the way, like Canadian Club whiskey. So you have little gifts that you should take advantage of. Friends, fellow members of the body of Christ, Jack and Coke, whatever you know. Even cigarettes. Smoke the freaking cigarettes. You ain't got time to die.